over. And now, get ready to smile again with radio's home folks, Vic and Sade, written by Paul Reimer. Vic and Sade is brought to you by Crisco, the pure all-vegetable shortening. It's digestible. And now, here's Zella Lane. Zella, remember you told me to remind you to get some seed catalogs for your victory garden.
Oh, that's right. I wanted to get a lot bigger garden growing this year. Haven't you practically been living off the things you put up last summer? You know, if ever you felt well repaid for your efforts, it's those nights when your home-preserved vegetables do the mealtime honors. Why, I'd be lost without Crisco to turn them into tempting, hearty, mainstay dishes. Now, for instance, for those home-canned lima beans, here's the tastiest, most nourishing dish you can imagine. My family calls them Farmer Joneses, but really they're just plain lima bean croquettes. No, I shouldn't say just, because Crisco makes them something extra special. Crusty and nut brown outside, inside so tender and delicious. I usually serve them with a Crisco white sauce, which always makes a hit. Really, those croquettes smell so good and look so good, they always get eaten to the last crumb. You'll see. Now, I know some of you are saying, give my family fried food? How could I? Well, digestions are one thing you just never have to worry about with Crisco for cooking. Foods fried in Crisco are so light and crisp, they set right, even with the youngsters. You see, Crisco is a digestible shortening. That's something 9 out of 10 doctors say. Did you know that? Why, Crisco's pure and all vegetable. Just the finest quality shortening for everything. You'll see, with Crisco, everything you cook tastes better, and it's digestible. And now back to Vic and Sade.
Well, sir, it's a few minutes past 12 o'clock as we approach the small house halfway up in the next block now. And here, seated side by side on the bottom back porch step but one, we find Sade and young Russell. Since our friends aren't in the kitchen partaking of their noonday meal, it is our immediate conjecture that the meat's not done. Listen.
You found something in the box for all of us, huh?
Yes. Mighty important stuff, too. Postal cards for you and me and a letter from the lodge for your father.
Let's see mine.
Your Sunday school teacher missed you at Sunday school.
What the heck's her idea? About every other Sunday she misses me at Sunday school. If I haven't missed Sunday school in 40 Sundays.
My postal card is also a beauty.
Free coleslaw at the Lazy Hours Pool Hall?
Uh-huh. With every third game of billiards I play, I'm entitled to help myself to a large dish. You'd think they'd have more sense, wouldn't you? See, it's addressed to Mrs. Victor Gook. The misses on there are big as life. Why do they waste their good postage stamps notifying a missus?
You suppose it's possible they got some lady customers?
I never heard of a lady pool player.
I have. Uncle Fletcher tells about some lady in Belvedere that won a big championship.
Here comes a lady pool player now.
Greetings,
Gov.
Hi, you guys.
What beautiful people it is.
I'm Mr. Hoos. This is my friend, Dr. Sleech.
Why do you sit outdoors in this heathenish way?
Because it's nice and warm outdoors.
I can whip the scoundrel who tells me the meat's not done.
You knew it wouldn't be. You expressly asked for beef funcles, so you have to take the consequences. Beef funcles require 4 full hours to get tender.
Couldn't you put them on a little earlier?
No.
Give me my mail, then, and move over. Russell, take my hat and coat in the house and walk clear to the front hallway and hang them on a hook.
Uh-huh.
You got a letter from the lodge.
Give it to me. I'm greedy for it.
Most likely, they want you to buy some do funny or other that costs $9,000.
I'll pay it gladly. Will you give a man a little room, Butternick?
Want me to fall off on the ground?
Sure.
Lazy Hours Pool Parlor dropped me a postal card saying I can have free coleslaw if I step in and play a game of billiards tomorrow evening.
Nothing cheap about that establishment.
I heard from my Sunday school teacher, Gov. She said she missed me at Sunday school. By George, he must be delirious in the skull. I stuck out of Sunday school like a sore thumb. Why even raise a disturbance? I grabbed Cracky Otto by the leg and made him cry out in agony. And still my Sunday school teacher missed me at Sunday school.
Well, Sadie, honey. Lodge headquarters are really... Oh, I beg your pardon, Tyclair.
Oh, that's okay. I was just talking to hear myself talk.
Generally the case.
Now, Mom.
What'd you start to say?
I skimmed rapidly through my letter, and it seems Lodge headquarters have really got an idea this trip.
Send us $40, and we'll mail you a statue of R.J. Conk.
Your wit and humor is most devastating.
It's devastating enough.
I'm managing to refrain from clutching my side.
What is their idea of this trip?
Summertime is vacation time.
Lodge headquarters figure that out?
Summertime is vacation time, and members of the Sacred Stars of the Milky Way are traveling all over the country. Why not save hotel bills and stop overnight at the homes of Lodge Brothers along your route? Grasp the angle? Suppose I plan a trip to Flick Orchard, Minnesota next month. Well, ordinarily, I'd stay at a hotel in Chicago the first night and a hotel in La Crosse, Wisconsin the second night. Lodge headquarters has a scheme doped out where I can save those hotel expenses. All I have to do is to notify them when and where I'm going, and they'll give me the addresses of Sky Brothers on the way to Flick Orchard.
I wouldn't want complete strangers dropping in on me unexpected.
Lodge Brothers and the Sacred Stars of the Milky Way do not regard each other as complete strangers. Strikes me as a very smart stunt. It's reciprocal, see? Matter of give and take. Let's say I do plan a trip to Flick Orchard, Minnesota. All right. Headquarters sends me the address of Sky Brothers so-and-so residing in Joliet. I stay overnight at Sky Brothers so-and-so's home. The next night, I accept the hospitality of Sky Brothers such-and-such residing in Madison. I'm ahead all the hotel bill money. Now for the reciprocal part. Sky Brothers so-and-so from Joliet and Sky Brothers such-and-such from Madison plan their vacation. And they save dough because they stay at the homes of fellow lodge members. Works out as slick as goose grease.
I'd still object to giving house room to complete strangers.
Okay.
And I think I'd rather pay my hotel bill rather than bust in on some private family that's never seen or heard of me before.
Okay.
Charlie Ray just comes eating his dinner.
Uh-huh, and showing off as usual.
He loves sitting in the kitchen window and eating his dinner and showing off.
Well, got his fork behind his ear.
Yeah, that's for our benefit. He knows we're on our back porch and he's trying to make us laugh.
Well, look the other way. Kiddishness of his makes me tired.
Now he's eating peas with his knife and making off like he can't get any up to his mouth without them all slipping off.
Well, look the other way, I said. Don't encourage his silliness.
Well, I'm glancing at him out of the corner of my eye.
He thinks he's an awful comical clown, that Charlie. His dido's never struck me funny.
Hey, here.
Find a catch in that wonderful scheme?
Yeah.
What is it?
Lodge headquarters encloses a list of Sky Brothers that plan trips this summer, and they all seem to be coming this way.
Really? We're supposed to give them hospitality, hmm?
Well, that's the general idea, I guess.
Hey, look at Charlie now. He's pretending to pour a cup of coffee in his ear.
Well, stop encouraging him. He appreciates your watching him. Turn your head some other direction. So, it's been arranged for us to do some entertaining this summer, hmm?
Looks like it. Listen to this. Mr. and Mrs. Rose Biko and son Joseph and daughter Agnes plan a trip from Springfield, Illinois to Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
They'll stay overnight with us.
Well, doggone it, they're on our route.
I'll be delighted to give my bed to Mr. and Mrs. Rose Biko and son Joseph and daughter Agnes.
This next one don't affect us. Eli J. Waters, J. L. Gerp, F. Lyman Treek, and Sam Anderson plan a trip from Toledo, Ohio to Andrews, South Carolina around the middle of August.
We're not on there, Ralph?
No. But holy smoke, the rest of these. Nelson N. Vitti, his wife, niece, grandmother, and straw boss plan a trip from Moberly, Missouri to Fort Wayne, Indiana, the 15th of September.
We on there, Ralph?
Directly on there, Ralph. And here, Mr. and Mrs. Stanley U. Goodell and children Lester and Albert, Marie, Dora, Sneed, Potter, and Vance plan a vacation tour from Owensboro, Kentucky to Moline, Illinois. The trip is tentatively scheduled for July 20th.
They're out come past here?
Right past here.
How many denounced it?
Well, Pop and Mom are two, Vespers three, Albert's four, Marie, Doris, Need, Potter, and Dress. Nine altogether.
Oh, I guess we can find room for nine easy enough.
Sandra.
When their vacation is over, they'll have to travel from Moline, Illinois back to Owensboro, Kentucky. We'll still be on their route, so we'll have a chance to accommodate them with beds on their return trip.
Sure.
That's some grand old lodge you belong to, Vic.
By George, I'm getting hungry.
Only be a couple minutes more and the beef funkles will be done.
It's watching Charlie Razor's gum eat that aggravates my hunger.
Golly, listen to this, Army.
We on their route?
Well, they're going from Hoofston to Peoria. Can't very well go from Hoofston to Peoria without coming through here. Mr. and Mrs. Ed Hutchman, son Carl and daughter Grace. East Triblin Munts, his mother-in-law and his dentist. Howard D. Gimp, his two partners in the powdered rabbit business, and his twin cousins, Hubble and Trouble. H.G. Ardmore, traveling incognito, his secretary and his stepbrother. Enos Jackler, his music teacher and his errand boy.
They all in one party?
Uh-huh.
And Lodge Headquarters is going to give them our address, huh, so they can sleep in our house and save hotel bills.
Yeah. Let's see how many's in this mob.
Twin cousins Hubble and Trouble-ish.
Charlie Reese's comes all through eating his dinner.
Is he?
Yeah. He's wiping off his mouth with his napkin. Also his chest, his forehead, and the back of his neck.
Yes.
18, Sade.
Huh?
18 guys are making the trip from Hoopston to Peoria.
It'll be pleasant accommodating them all.
Doggone it.
Maybe you better write a little letter to Chicago this afternoon.
What
you think you had?
Politely
tell that bunch of large headquarters fellas under no circumstances are they to invite anybody to stop at the home of Mr. and Mrs. Cook. Will you do it?
Yeah, okay.
Goodness.
Yeah.
You suppose them beef punkles are done now, Mom?
Well, let's go see.
Yeah.
Say, listen to this crew. They're traveling from Boo, Kentucky to Sweet Esther, Wisconsin. We're right on their route.
Who wrote you your nice letter? Spunky J. Hunger?
A Hunky J. Spongy. Mm. Listen to this outfit traveling from Boo, Kentucky to Sweet Esther, Wisconsin.
Mm.
E. Strawn and Sirns Merle and Harry. Esther, Fred, and Skillet Jackson. Homer T. Owner, his uncle, and his janitor. U.O. Peabody and maternal grandfather. Mr. and Mrs. Melvin Rake and infant cousin. J.H. Stubblefield Jr., his milkman, and his barber.
Which concludes another brief interlude at the small house halfway up in the next block. And now, here's Zella Lake.
You know, you always hear stories of young brides and their first baking mishaps. Well, there's a young army wife in our neighborhood who's quite the exception. Oh, she was scared all right. Said she had nightmares before she made her first cake. But luckily, she remembered what store her mother had set by using Crisco for cakes. And talk about success. Her cake was so perfect, her husband couldn't believe she'd made it. Now, I know what a thrill that must have given her. Because, frankly, I've seen old-time butter users tickled pink to discover what wonderful cakes Crisco gives you. And, well, they should be. Crisco cakes taste every bit as good as a butter cake, and they're so velvety, so amazingly light. Really, Crisco gives you the lightest cakes imaginable. Now, take Crisco's maple walnut cake, for instance. It's a yellow layer cake with chopped walnuts in the batter, and on top, a boiled icing flavored with maple syrup. I had it the other day at a luncheon, and everyone raved over the flavor, said it was the lightest cake ever. Well, you know, Crisco has a cooking secret that gives lighter cakes than you get with any other shortening, even the most expensive. You just try Crisco for a cake. That'll convince you no cake could taste better.
And don't forget to listen to Vic and Sade the next time. This is Ed Roberts saying good day for Crisco. It's digestible.